You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I almost look to and say to myself, if Thomas Harley wasn't a top pick a few years back, is he getting the call up? In other words, if he's a fifth or sixth or a fourth. And, you know, I mean, they need him to work. And I think, you know, when, you know, we see it in all sports. When you get more opportunities if you're a higher pick because they want you to, you know, obviously their jobs are on the line as well. So they want to see the player succeed for job security for them as well. And you miss on draft picks. I get it and everything. But, you know, so it's one of those things where if the stars can continue hitting in the draft, you know, I think the future is, you know, clearly bright because that helps out the cap situation. I wanted to point out the other day the fight by Hanley. And for a guy who doesn't get a lot of playing time, and I agree with you, Sean, he's just a guy that's just been a extra defenseman in the NHL and carved out quite a nice career. But to come out, you know, basically out of the cold where you're wearing a suit every night and then dress and then draw a fight and farewell in that fight, finding a same-size opponent, I really felt as though that kind of lifted the stars. I mean, you could see the enthusiasm with the stick taps. Like, they were into that fight. And I think when people talk about, like, oh, fighting needs to be banned or anything like that, that is a perfect example to me of a fight that changed the mood on the bench for the better.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not going to be – I've become more and more someone who – very rarely do I see a fight that changes the game. Like, I think it's, there should be no fighting. I'm not that person, but I'm also, I think it's become a space where the impact of it and what it means and everything like that, I think it gets overplayed a lot. I do think from when I look at the Hanley fight against Nathan Walker, the thing for me that I think always brings the fights that send the most message or energize a bench or whatever, right? To me, it's the ones where guys, it's the team, it's the guy like a Hanley who can elevate the bench, because it's hard for me. Like, I know people always love when Jamie Benn fights and he steps up and everything like that. But from my perspective, I don't want Jamie Benn fighting unless that other player is also making $9 million a year. Just personally, I don't look at, and this is something Brent Severn and I have talked about this at length before. Like, you shouldn't fight out of your pay grade. Well, Joel Hanley's in the lowest pay grade and he's doing a little bit of everything to stay in the lineup, to bring energy to the team. And if that gets the bench going and he get the bench going that way, that's great. He should do that. And to me, that is how kind of fighting in today's NHL can have an impact on the energy. It's something where it's a guy who steps up and does something uncommon. It's like when you see it's just like, you know, when you see like that, like defensive forward score a goal, or that stay-at-home defenseman score a goal, everyone gets really excited about it. It's like when someone does something uncommon for a team, I think that really drives a group and drives the energy. And that's what Joel Hanley did by stepping in and fighting against Nathan Walker. And that's kind of what you want more and more of as a coach. If you can see your team taking uncommon steps for their teammates, it's, you can't help but not build on it. Now, once again, I'm not the blanket, there should be fighting, there shouldn't be fighting. I think there's a gray area. But personally, I think what happened with Joel Hanley and Nathan Walker, I think it was actually, that was one that worked well for the Stars. You can't complain about it. I'm happy with it. And normally I'm someone who does complain about fighting, because I think there are a lot of times there's been players who take fights that they shouldn't. And that was not the case with Joel in this case.
Yeah. I think another case is Saturday night, Vancouver putting it on Vegas in Vegas, 5-0 deep into the third period, got really chippy. And Josh Dakota of the Canucks could have just said, nah, man, I'm good. As soon as he took that fight against Vegas, the chippiness ended for the rest of the game. And you and I both know when the scores get to 5-0 and everything, that to me increases the percentage of injuries, because that's when things get really chippy and dangerous.
Yeah, that's when it used to be. And the NHL, now those type of fights end everything. And that's the difference between where we are, where I think we should be, and where we used to be. It used to be, it's 3-0 in the third period. Okay, I'm grabbing a guy in the next shift, and it keeps escalating. I think we are at a good spot where one can end it, and can kind of end that chippiness and kind of simmer everything down, as opposed to escalating further as it used to. And I think that's just kind of an evolution of the game, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. You know, one, the Roope Hintz does bring up the Bo Horvat contract, which he's up after this year for the Vancouver Canucks. And I think the captain's going to get a pretty good payday.
Yeah.
Yes, especially with the bounce back year he's having, 17 goals on the year. So I'm kind of a nerd about the contracts, and cap friendly helps me with this and stuff. I just love looking at how much players left, you know, because it really does give you an indication of what you can compare it to.
The other one too, that people are forgetting, and he's having an absolute tremendous year, and people forget they're the same age because he's been there. He feels like he's been there forever, and he's the captain. But Dylan Larkin is having a tremendous year, and is a UFA this summer, and he's only making $6.1 million. And I think a lot of people at first glance would be surprised when I tell you Dylan Larkin and Roope Hintz are the same age, but just that's how long Larkin's had an impact in Detroit already.
Yeah.
He's going to get a bag. So,
I mean, he's probably at least top 10 underrated players in the NHL, as far as don't really think of him that often, but just the consistency year after year.
And he's been really good this year too. He's been like, I think he's got somewhere around 24 points in 21 games or something like that. Like, you talk about the contract year bump, and I don't know if it's that or whatever, but either way, like, he's going to get paid.
Man, if teams are stocks, I'm investing in the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah.
I really am. I mean, God, as soon as Steve Yzerman was announced, I said, okay, here we go. Detroit's going to be back. You know, I just love it, and just the moves that they've made. And, you know, I'm excited, because anytime an original six can come back, it's good for hockey.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.